Good morning, Tay. We continue with our study of Nachyomi, a deeper look as we do every single day. L'Gvay Nishmas, Abi Moria, Rav Hillel ben Meir, Yechel Mechel, Zecharno Lebracha, and the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker, Zecharno Lebracha. Today we are going to look at Perek Chav Tes, a very short Perek in Shmuel Aleph, but in particular I'd like to focus on Pasuk Daled, where David HaMelech actually proceeds almost together with Achish, the king of Gat, and takes the responsibility to be ready to go to war against Bnei Yisrael together with Achish. It sounds unbelievable. What was David HaMelech thinking? Was he really going to go to battle? So the Akedas Yitzchak or Yitzchak Arama and Shach Havah points out that David believed very strongly in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to save him from the challenge, as indeed ultimately happens as David is sent back to Eretz Plishtim before the war. But he realized that in order to be a Mammon, he would have to go ahead and do his greatest hishtadlus. He would have to do what he could do to go ahead and save himself from Shaul and from all of his enemies, and not just simply say, I'm going to go ahead and rely on Bitachon. We found throughout David's early years, when he was dealing with these challenges, that this indeed was the case. You know, when he first went to Achish, earlier in Sefer Shmuel Aleph, we found that he had to act crazy. Can you imagine what it means? He was spitting into his beard. He looked disgusting. He had to go ahead and do that. And so here also, Rabbi Yitzchak Arama, the Akedas Yitzchak, adds that Achish called David to go to battle, and he came. Not that he went to go to, that he intended to actually go to war with Hashem. He just said, Hashem, I'm doing everything that I can do, and then once I can't do any further, that's when I'm going to go ahead and introduce Bitachon. It raises the big question for us, and here's where I'd like to tear into a little bit of a deeper look, try to figure out where exactly do we find a relationship and a dividing line between acceptable Hishtadlus and the idea of Bitachon, of relying on Hashem. So there's a famous letter that Rav Asher Weiss, Shalita, wrote to his son, Rav Yosef Binyamin. It appears in a volume of Minchas Asher called Emunah and Bitachon in the letter section. It's letter 21, or Simon 21. It's the first of the letters. And he turns around and he says, look, we have on the one hand the understanding that Hakol Bidei Shamayim, that everything is in the hand of heaven, and also that we don't rely on miracles. Boy, do we see that today with the wonderful, amazing work that our Tzahal does for us. We rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Eile varecha ve'ele basusim, they can come with drones and they can come with planes and they can come with whatever they want, missiles and projectiles. Hashem yatzilenu, v'anachnu b'shem Hashem alokeinu nazkir. We are going to rely on Hashem. Still, notwithstanding, we don't rely on the nes, and we have a tzahal. Similarly, when a person, lo aleinu, is sick, we also have a responsibility to get well. Lochin rapo yirapei. That's why the Torah gives permission for a person to go to the doctor. In fact, the Taz in Yoredeya brings down the understanding that that's based on our smallness that we go to the doctors. However, he says, the bottom line is, in today's times, it's a mitzvah to go to a doctor. The Birkei Yosef, Rav Chaim Yosef Al-Zulay, the Birkei Yosef, the Chida brings down that in when it comes to health-related issues, a person should follow the rules of nature and not just rely on miracles. And we don't say that only over there. We say it when it comes to parnasa, to making a living as well. You have a responsibility to do your best to make a parnasa. However, that is, even though the Rambam writes at the end of Hilchos Shemitah v'Yovel that Shevet Levi and anybody else who accepts upon themselves to follow Hashem and just go ahead and proceed, they will be Kodesh Kadashim and they will inherit Olam Haba. However, the Radvaz of David Ben Zumer comments on the Rambam, and he says that the Rambam was very specific, that a person shouldn't throw himself, he can rely on Hashem to take care of himself, but he cannot put himself onto the needs of the community. He can't say, community, you have to go take care of me because I want to be Kodesh Kadashim. You have to do something. And by the way, the Al Kachimoni turns around and makes a similar comment as well. We say when it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will come, Uberachas Lachmacha Vesmei Mecha, that Hashem will go ahead and bless your stuff. It's Bechol Ma'asecha Asher Ta'aseh. Hashem does it with all of your actions that you do. That a person has a responsibility, not just a right, it sounds, to go ahead and be engaged in Hishtadlus. However, he just shouldn't rely too much on the Hishtadlus. He has a responsibility to do the Hishtadlus. Rav Asher adds as well, in the name of the Beis Halevi, or Yosef Dov Halevi Soloveitchik, the great grandfather of Yoshe Ber Soloveitchik, otherwise known as the Rav. So he brings down the Beis Halevi, that is, in Parshas Bereishis, in Chumash Bereishis rather, that Yosef was punished with 2.5 extra years of imprisonment because he turned around and said to the Sar HaMashkim, Kiyam Hezeachartani Itcha, that you should remember me. However, why would that be the case? He said because he relied on man and didn't rely on Hashem, that would be the case. That was the reason for his punishment. However, the Beis Halevi says, that's true for Yosef and his Madriga. For the rest of us, there is a certain amount of Hishtadlus that is acceptable. The only thing is that through the Hishtadlus, it should bring one to be a bigger Baal Bitachon. That's what happened with David HaMelech over here. He said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I got to the end. I've done whatever I can do. The rest is in your hands. And for that, you need both. You need a Hishtadlus. You need a understanding. And once I get past this point, now it's up to you, Hashem. It's a partnership in a relationship. Bitachon and Ishtadlus, they are not things that should compete with one another. When they're done healthily, they work together. And that was the case with David Melech Yisrael. And indeed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was there to make sure that he was out of harm's way. We'll stop here. And Be'ezras Hashem will continue tomorrow. Everyone have a fantastic, amazing day.